entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Russo's New York Style Pizza. We have some exciting news. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have open mic night for comics. Come out and try your comedy and enjoy some amazing food. Now, one of the winners will get $50 cash from the owner. And the address is 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater between Belcher and Gulf to Bay Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. We'll see you there at Russo's New York Style Pizza every Thursday. Come a little early and sign up if you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I have an awesome deal for you. Do you want Splash Harbor water tickets or maybe a three-day cruise on Carnival or $100 cash? I have more gifts. How about a vacation stay for 3 days or a resort condominium for 7 nights? All you have to do is text me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. And the vacation tour
Hi,
is in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida.
Come and
you have to
with
be between 26 and 75 years old.
Out in
great
the Gulf
deal.
Of Mexico. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. And we are back. We are Hollywood Connections. We are live, and we're on 106.1 FM, 3 FM, 3 AM. And we're going to also, I think, Bobby, we're going to do the intro with the celebrities as well. We'll just do a quick one of that.
Want your big long one?
My short long one.
Short long one.
When he finds that. Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected into show business, and we have miracle stories and so much more. And today we have comics from Russo's New York Style Pizza that were on stage performing, and we're going to get to know them a little bit more. And we have a beauty queen from Sunburst Beauty Pageant. She is here in the house.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, we're going to come around and introduce, and we'll be right back and listen a little bit more about Hollywood Connections and the celebrities that are attached to it. We'll be right back.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
We have so many celebrities that are connected to Hollywood Connections, and we're so excited. Gasparilla Film Festival starts this week that will be on the red carpet, as well as Sunscreen Film Festival and the International Christian Film Festival. Very super excited. We submitted Miracle Stories, and I had Ivan Tuttle that died and went to heaven and hell. And wow, what a story. That is all on TAM Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and put in Dawn Reese Miracle Stories. It will help you refresh and renew your faith. Anyways, I'm here, and I have to tell everybody that commercial we just cut sounded like I was in the Grand Grand Canyon. And just to tell everybody, I got a deal for you. You know, my favorite spot is Splash Harbor Water Park, and I bought my own tickets there. And I go 6 months, and I float down that lazy river with the Rum Shack, and I love it. Also, I have a deal that you can get 4 tickets to Splash Harbor, or you can get a 3-day, 4-night cruise on Carnival, or you can get a tour of a vacation club, you know, that we have, and you can get a condo stay for 7 nights, or a 3-4-day night stay, some great gifts. All you have to do is text me at 727-871-7788. 727-871-7788. Also, we are going to give away 2 tickets to the Renaissance Festival, if you're listening, out in Dade City. So stay tuned for that call-in, and I'm here with some amazing guests. Let's go to my right and introduce yourself.
Yes, I am your crazy, sexy fool, Miss Marilyn J, here by way of Nashville, Tennessee. Actually living here in Tampa Bay area right now, loving it. And I'll tell you, Don, I find it so interesting. They call me country because I'm from Nashville, right?
Right.
But people around here still have their washing and dryers outside.
Oh.
Some country mess, right? Country bumpkin, hello. All right.
So you were at Russo's at New York Style Pizza, and did you order any food when you were there?
I did. I was at Russo's, and I ordered a delicious slice of pepperoni, pineapple, and spinach pizza.
Oh, that's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I
step
know.
Your game up. Live a little. All right.
That's
talk
right.
about gourmet pizza over here. All right. That's how I'm living. Living that gourmet life. Yes, yes.
And are you coming back this Thursday? Are you going to be there?
There is a possibility. There is a possibility.
Very
yes.
cool. And you have another job as well?
I do. And what I do is I tell people I help entrepreneurs and business owners legally create a second credit profile.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you guys can find me out there on any of the social medias. Ya Crazy Sexy Fool. That is Y-A Crazy Sexy Fool. It's just that simple. You can find me out there on social media anywhere. And of course, you can find me on Facebook anywhere. Miss Marilyn J. If you look me up, Miss Marilyn J., I am the one. Well, I am the one.
You are so gorgeous. How tall are you?
I am actually, well, it depends.
Well, you look tall.
I have on heels.
Right.
These today are about 3 inches.
Okay.
I usually wear 4.
Okay.
So today I toned it down a little.
Well, the reason I'm asking, I work with a lot of SAG agents and agencies. Do you have an agent for TV and film?
I need one. We need to market these legs. We need to market these voice and this amazing personality and
go.
Get it out there and let the world enjoy it. And
yeah. I'll tell you, you'll have to text me afterwards because I'll send you the agent and he'll want 20 pictures. And we have another agent. I have all the paperwork.
Okay,
and I highly recommend everyone to go to frontrunnercasting.com. You can check them out. They do all extras for movies and stuff and
yeah.
send you an email.
Awesome.
You'd be a great reporter for me. Have you ever thought of that?
Maybe I've done radio before.
Okay, well, I have
beauty. We're going to talk more. Yes, we're going to talk more,
Carrie
guys.
Carrie Kay is one of my beauty queen reporters. They represent your city, state, or country. You get a sash and crown,
uh-huh.
but there's an audition process, and then you can be on the red carpet interviewing celebrities and producers.
Oh, my God, yes, Lord. Okay, I'm telling you, like, I got this connection. Yes, let's do it.
We're going to talk.
It's done. See,
she
it's done.
Send you an audition
see how
tape.
Things work? It's done. It's already done.
It's a pleasure
it's
to
done.
Have you here.
Yeah, you too. I knew, this Dawn lady, like, I don't know her, but I was like, I heard a little bit about her, like, yeah. And then I seen her, I was like,
She's amazing, amazing, beautiful lady. Yes,
go.
And we're going to come to my left over here first. We have another comic that was at Russo's New York Style Pizza, and he needs the headsets real quick. And, so tell us your name.
Crunch Cardwell, that's Crunch like the candy bar, Cardwell like I'm good at spades.
Right. I was joking because I said my name is Reese. Like people say, how do I remember your name? Like Dawn dishwashing liquid, morning, Reese's peanut butter cups. Anyway, so how long have you been doing comedy?
It'll be 4 years this summer, in like June.
Okay, and then I'll come back and ask you the same thing. So what made you do comedy?
I learned early on, people let you say whatever, if it makes them laugh. So, I'd have some edgy jokes that, people might not like if it didn't have a punchline at the end. But, it's fun to bring people together and make them laugh, even if they don't necessarily agree with you.
It's, it's so funny. When I was on Russo's 2 weeks ago, because I had a spiritual vacation, I went to a really amazing beaminghope.org church. And people are like, what do you mean spiritual vacation? I'm like, I'm not talking to anybody. I just need a break from everything. And it was amazing, I'll tell you. But when I went up on stage, I was telling people that, because mine are clean jokes. you know, as well. And letting people know that, you know, anybody can do comedy. It's real life stories. Did you ever go to comedy school?
No, I wanted to do it for a while, and so I had, you know, looked up, you know, what are you supposed to do if you want to do comedy?
Oh.
So, you know, I had 5 minutes planned when I went to my first open mic, had a few friends come out, got some laughs, and got hooked on it.
You know, it's funny. Remember we had I don't know if you were there 2 weeks ago. We had 20 people there. And I said, I'm doing my comedy routine for you, but you know what? I'm going to put it on TikTok and I'm going to get 18K. I think I got 15K.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that's big.
I said, that's big. I know that you're going to laugh at mine, but I'm still going to put it out there on TikTok. That was so fun.
No matter the reason you're laughing, I'm putting it out there.
Exactly. I have more of an audience as well. So do you have anything? We have drive time right now. What would you like to tell? Just give us a, you know, stand-up little bit of comedy.
Okay. I got furloughed at the beginning of the pandemic, and for the uneducated, furloughed is French for unemployed. and, you know, I'm not even ashamed of it. Like, I put it on my Bumble.
Yeah.
Like, it's a sophisticated word.
No.
but they say you're supposed to have 3 months' rent saved up. I didn't have 3 hours. So I tried selling edibles to make ends meet. I call it baking bad.
Well, you heard the Girl Scouts in Denver right now. I just came in from Denver, Colorado, from a family member. They said the Girl Scouts are selling their cookies at the dispensaries, and they're selling four for $20,
That's smart marketing.
Genius. They need to stand outside of the smoke shop. If they were smarter, they'd stand outside of the smoke shop.
Those Girl Scouts are going to win the entire United States, I'll tell you. So anyways, give your social media.
Instagram and Twitter at Crunch Cardwell. On Facebook, it's Crunch Cardwell Comedy. I'm on TikTok, but I don't know what my... It's probably Crunch Cardwell. Yeah. I'm probably the only Crunch Cardwell on TikTok, so I'm sure.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
There too.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Now, are you coming to Russo's New York Style Pizza on Thursday?
I can't make it this Thursday, but next Thursday probably.
We hope you come and enjoy the show. I'll tell you, there's some very talented people that come on, and they just need an audience, and we really need to fill that place. Bobby, you got to stop in.
I love that pizza so much. I think I have to.
I know. We got to get you another one. I'll talk to Norman over there. He's the owner. And we want to thank Russo's New York Style Pizza for this show, because if I wasn't on the air and helping market with it, they do, I wouldn't be doing what I do now. So, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell a little bit of my stand-up as well with my brother that wrote some things he wants me to try on Thursday. You know, I went to comedy school. I didn't graduate. I ended up a Pauly Shore sister. I went to hers at the comedy store. Went to the improv, and of course, I met James. He goes, we're going to make you a stand-up comic, and he put me on stage, and I've been on 8 weeks now. I know. Pretty good. Is that a hand clap for me, Bobby? So anyways, I'll introduce yourself. We got this beautiful lady to our left, and she was at Sunburst Beauty Pageant. Teresa Spooner runs an amazing event all over the state of Florida. I've judged her nationals back in the days. Truly honored to have this beautiful lady.
Hello, everybody.
And tell everybody your name.
Hi, my name is Carly Musel. I am 18 years old, and today I am blessed to hold the title of Miss Sunburst St. Pete.
So, That's right. So all the medals that you're wearing, what is that? Oh, my gosh. Yes. You got a lot of medals.
I was blessed to win a total of 4 medals and 3 crowns at the pageant this past Sunday.
Right.
So I won a medal for Miss Photogenic.
I believe that because I saw her pictures. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate that. And then I won a medal for Miss Sunburst Prettiest Hair.
She's got gorgeous hair.
Thank you. I won a medal for Miss Sunburst Best Smile.
And she's got a good smile.
Thank you. And then I finally won a Miss Sunburst Optional Wear.
Very cool. Okay. You know, I've been in the beauty pageant land for my whole life, and they love comics to host as well. Mm-hmm. And for you comics that are here, I've got a record label that is looking for hosts around the country. They do pay. So I need to get you to send your tape over to them as well.
Yeah, we gotta get that together.
And they're always looking for hosts for pageants. But I need to come back to you. And what made you enter pageants? What does it do for you?
Wow. So I absolutely love pageantry. I started doing pageants when I was 12 years old. Back in 2012, mm-hmm. I actually was blessed enough to win the first ever Little Miss Cass County.
Okay.
So first ever title winner there. And wow. Then in 2017, I won Junior Miss Cass County.
Okay.
And then in 2019, I won Teen Miss Cass County. So pageantry has seriously like helped my mental health the most, I believe.
Can I say, I was very shy when I was younger. I was a baton twirler. Okay. So how I twirled, and then I went into pageants for talent.
Okay, yeah.
And I was in the baton twirling field as well back then. And now you can't stop me from chatting, but
no, it seriously helps build self-confidence like on another level.
Especially being a talk show host, it helped me get on stage. Yeah. And I'll tell you, from Miss National Teenager, I was into Mrs. New Mexico and the Mrs. America pageant, 1982.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, that was just a few years ago. That was only a few years ago. What are you talking
about?
That
was amazing.
I was a baby. So give everybody your social media.
Yes, so my social media is Carly Musil. If you want to add in the underscores, you can, but I'm pretty sure if you just type in my name, it's CarleyMusall.
That's right.
On Instagram, TikTok, yeah, follow me.
There you go. And so, yeah, this show goes so fast. You're going to talk about your platform on Carrie K Show at 3 o'clock.
Yes,
so
perfect. Want to make sure. Please join.
Yeah, so I have to tell you, my brother wanted me to try this. He said, when Lazarus was, raised from the tomb, he said he was all wrapped up. And he said, could you imagine him getting up and hopping and going, get this thing off of me, I can't breathe. And then going, I need a bath. Okay, that was for my brother Scott.
Yes. Yes.
And the other one is when Jesus said he was going to be back in 3 days.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. There's a laugh track to that one.
Yes, there is.
And he said to his disciples, I'll be back in 3 days. And he shows up, and the disciples are there, and they're all in a maze. And he says, no cake, no prime rib, no steak. I told you I was coming back in 3 days.
There you go.
Where's that cake?
It's a welcome back party, right?
Yeah. How about this one? There's the mother, this little boy. His mom gave him some money to go get some fish and some bread. And there's just enough money. So he's going through the valley and over the river and through the woods. And he sees this man trying to do something. And the man, of course, was Jesus. And he took the bread and he took the fish and he multiplied them. And he gave the kid more than enough. And the kid comes home to his mother, and she goes, where did you get all that stuff? And he goes, well, this man was multiplying them in the fields, and I got more than enough. And she slapped him, and she said, don't lie to me.
She must have been a black mother. Was she a black mother? She was a black mother.
It could have been.
We're taking that back right now. Okay, see, I don't want no trouble. You're not going to be one of those kids. You're not having nothing on your record. Take it back right now.
My brother said, would you try those jokes? He writes some for me anyways. So and what else would you like to tell everybody, your career? Anything else? Yeah. When did you start comedy?
I started comedy, I'm going to say the first time I got on stage was, at this point, maybe about 7 years ago.
And what made you want to do comedy?
It's interesting. My job, I've always worked in the corporate arena.
Wow.
So 9 to 5, I have to be professional and say what others want and do what others do.
Yes.
And not give people what they really deserve.
Yes.
So with that being the case, you just won't cuss somebody out sometimes. And being on stage allowed me space and an opportunity to do that. It allowed me to tell some of those stories, some of those experiences.
Now, is your comedy about real life stories?
I'll tell people, my comedy is a combination of both, because some of the stories are true, some of the stories are exaggerated, some stories are complete imaginary and may have real parts to them. So I completely leave it to the imagination of the audience, and I think that just makes it only the more interesting. Yeah. Because they're wondering, like, wait a minute, is that, wait, and I'm like, I don't know. You'll just have to, just have to wonder.
I'll have that's to super come cool. watch you sometime.
Awesome.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
See,
Thursday.
You're going to work with me.
I would love to.
Because you're going
to
help me be photogenic, because I look like that person that just fell on their face on the concrete right before I took a picture.
You walked in and I thought you were beautiful with that outfit, with your height. You got it.
Well, thank you, but it doesn't come through on photos, so we got to transfer that.
I work together on HSN. Seriously, he does a lot of HSN for models and a lot of things that are coming around the corner for sure.
Home Shopping Network.
Yes. We got to do that. I got to bring him back to the station as well. Let's go around the corner. I know we have 5 minutes, and then we have stand up for news, right?
Good right? comedy. Yep.
Yeah, they'll be next. This little special here that we have with James and his crew, all the amazing comics that are at Russo's New York Style Pizza. My favorite pizza over there is that truffle something.
Oh, tell me more.
Oh my God.
You're talking my language.
It has this little green stuff on it, and it's, I don't know, it just, okay. It's like so good. And the wings, those wings, they do deliver. So, you know, if you're in the vicinity, they have lemon pepper wings, and they have amazing wings.
Well, see, when I go back, I'm going to try the tiramisu. They had this nice pan of thick, delicious homemade tiramisu, and I didn't try it, but like I'm all into that, and it like I read them, like let me tell y'all something, I read yes. I read everything, but I was reading on the menu just about the authenticity of the ingredients and the care and the love that they put into everything they do. So I was like, I need some of the tiramisu,
sure.
But today it's a little late.
Well, you know, Lena, my sister-in-law, works over there. Say hi in Devon. I call her my daughter-in-law, and she was yeah, so she's over there, and she's head of marketing as well and helping things out. We have 3 more minutes to go. Any other last words you'd like to tell everybody?
Yeah, I just would like to first off say thank you for, you know, giving me the opportunity to come on here and, you know, give a presence and
yes.
say hello to everyone holding the title of a Miss Sunburst.
That's and congratulations, so because you're going to go to Nationals, and that's going to be
Nationals. I feel it.
Yeah, she's on a roll, you guys.
I'm winning like, state in going, Orlando going, in May, going. And then we're going to go yeah. Internationals and the Nationals. So
exactly.
Thank you.
And I have the opportunity from Ellen from Model and Mommy Show. I actually represent Mrs. Tropical. She gave me a title last year, which I didn't use a lot, but I'm finally using it. And I got this beautiful turquoise sash. And yes. even though I'm, you know, for my age group, it's really fun to go out and wear a crown and a sash and go, I am a princess.
It's wonderful to wear a crown anytime. Hello.
But my platform is helping people grieving. And because I went through that with my son last year. And if you are having a problem grieving, please go to Dawn Reese Miracle Stories on Tan Talk Radio Network and watch some of the miracle stories. I will tell you, they will inspire you and get you through your faith. It really took me to another level. Did you have fun today?
Yeah, and I want to let everyone know Sunday, March 27th, I'll be hosting Crunch Time at the Grove. It's a comedy showcase. This is the third time we're doing it, and this time it'll be a competition. So 8 comics will be competing for $100.
Ooh.
John Jacobs from MTV's Are You the One will be a guest judge. But it's Sunday, March 27th at the Grove Theater in Wesley Chapel. At 6 p.m. Hope to see everyone there.
That's super cool. I crunched. I just want a candy bar now. I just want like a Nestle's Crunch Bar.
I want to work out. Like, yes.
You need to like, bring some candy bars when you say crunch. Like, here you go. Here you go. Well, Bobby, thank you so much today.
Thank
it's been
you.
Amazing. And again, if you like that tour, get in touch with me. Text me. Say, I want that tour. And I want that deal now. 727-871-7788. It's an amazing deal of a tour. And hey, those Splash Harbor water tickets are about $26, $30 to go.
It's a fun place.
And I can give you 4 of them for free if you take this little tour. It's not a timeshare, it's a vacation club, so totally different. 1 more minute left. Anything else anyone wants to talk about? We have 2 minutes or a minute and a half. Anything else?
Again, just find me out there. You crazy, sexy fool. Always keep it crazy. Always keep it
yes.
sexy. And we just got to act a fool and just enjoy life sometimes. So definitely get out there and enjoy that. Well, enjoy life.
I
laugh,
just found
smile.
Out.
You look better.
Yes, I just found out on TikTok. I have 1 minute. I saw this video. It said I lost 60 pounds in like 6 months or something. I don't know. But she makes this chicken salad with a rotisserie chicken, takes out the meat, puts in the green onion, puts in like a little mayo, puts in what else did she put in? Oh, think fast. Chicken. It was a really good chicken salad. It's on TikTok. I'll play it next
pepper,
week.
Pepper, salt.
Pepper, salt. That's right.
Can't see it, but my mouth is watering
it's
now.
It's so good. So
that's talking to me.
I know. I have to go make my chicken salad. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to have some more miracle stories coming up in the next couple weeks and specials with Stand Up for News.
Stand
Up for News is next. I'm Dawn Reese. God bless. Remember, give God all the glory. And on in your life, watch
Thank
things
you.
Happen. Bye, everybody. Beaminghope.org if you're looking for an amazing church.